Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1 and Chapter 3, Text 8. Please repeat after me. Dharamartha Uttam Shlokam. Dharamartha Uttam Shlokam. Tantuhu Tanuman Pitriniyajet. Tantuhu Tarman Pitriniyajet. Rakshakaman Punyajanan. Rakshakaman Punyajanan. Ojaskama Marudganan. Ojaskama Marudganan. Dharamarthat Uttam Shlokam. Tantuh Tanman Pitriniyajet. Rakshakaman Punyajanan. Ojaskaman Marudganan. Dharamarthottam Shlokam. Tantuh Tanman Pitriniyajet. Rakshakaman Punyajanan. Ojaskaman Marudganan. Prabhus. Dharmarthastha. Parganan. Dharmartha Uttam Slokam. Tantu Tanvan Pitrin Yajet. Rakshakaman Punyajanan. Ojaskama Marudganan. Dharmartha Uttam Slokam. Tantuh Tanvan Pitrin Yajet. Rakshakama Punyajanan. Ojaskama Marudganan. Madhajis. Okay, word to word meaning. Dharma or Dharmartha for spiritual advancement. Uttam Shlokam. The Supreme Lord or person attached to the Supreme Lord. Tantuhu for offspring. Tanvan and for their protection. Pitrin, the residence of Pritra Loka. Yajet, must worship. Rakshakaman, one who desires protection. Punya Janan, pious person. Ojas Kama, one who desires strength should worship. Marut Ganan, the demigod. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Srila Prabhupada. Translation. One should worship Lord Vishnu or his devotee for spiritual advancement in knowledge and for protection of her deity and advancement of dynasty, one should worship the various demigods. Purport. The path of religion entails making progress on the path of spiritual advancement, ultimately reviving the eternal relation with the Lord Vishnu. In his impersonal effulgence, his localized Paramatma feature and ultimately his personal feature by the spiritual advancement in knowledge. And one who wants to establish a good dynasty and be happy in the progress of temporary bodily relation should take shelter of the Pitas and demigod in other pious planet. Such different class of worshipper of different demigod may ultimately reach their respective planning of those demigods within the universe. But he who reaches the spiritual planet in the Brahma Jyoti, achieve the highest perfection. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshuratme Nitamena Tasmai Guruve Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Peshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Itinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nirvishesha Sunyamadi Pashyatade Shatarani Vanchakalpatarubhyasya Kripasindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Dharmatha Uttam Shlokam, Tantu Tanvan Pitrinyajet, Rakshakamaha Punya Janan, Ojaskama Marutganan. One should worship the Lord Vishnu or his devotee for the spiritual advancement in knowledge, and for protection of her deity and advancement of dynasty, one should worship the various demigods. So welcome to all the devotees for the morning Srimad Bhagavatam class in Sisi Radha Gopinath. And in this chapter, we are discussing and here Srila Prabhupada mentioning the different paths mentioning here in this chapter, in this sloka, and how to understand this, how to different path ultimately going to Krishna or different path going to different place. Therefore, we need to understand properly through the sadhu and shastra and guru. And in this regard, seventh canto, Prahlad Maharaj. So Prahlad Maharaj says, Isa Tantriyam Purudamni Baddha. The teaching of Sri Prahlad Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj saying, Isa Tantriyam Purudamni Baddha. Isa Tantriyam means ropes of material nature. Uru Dhamni is strong, very, very strong, and Baddham, bound. And Prahlad Maharaj is teaching us and saying, they are conditioned by the strong modes of material nature. So they are means Jiva, the soul, the Jiva is conditioned by three strong material modes of material nature. And Prabhupada, right in purport, the education that keep the conditioned soul bound life after life in this material world called material education. So here Prahlad Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada mentioning the material education, if just we take the only material education, and that material education to bind the conditioned soul life after life in this material world. And further, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Prabhupada writes in the same purport, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentioning, the materialistic education expands the influence of the Maya. And such education induces the conditioned soul to increase the material desire and material life. And he said, therefore, to stray further and further from the liberation of unwanted miseries. The material education, mainly, increasing the material desire to enjoy in this material world and making the forgetfulness of liberation, not giving any liberation and increasing the miseries of material world. This is understanding the material knowledge. The material knowledge gives this kind of miseries and no spiritual advancement. And spiritual knowledge cut the cycle of three modes of material nature and make the conditioned soul, jiva, go back home, back to Godhead. This is the relation, the material knowledge and spiritual knowledge. And spiritual knowledge give the knowledge so that jiva can himself make the free from in this material life. There is an example in our congregation here itself, in congregation. There is one devotee, there is a leader in the council system. In his, coming to Krishna consciousness, before connecting to Sri Prabhupada books, before connecting to anyone in Krishna consciousness, his devotee, in his material life, he was so miserable, he was so disturbed in material life, one day he decided to do the suicide, kill himself. This is the real story. Long back mentioned in this Srimad Bhagavatam by Radha Gopinath Prabhu. His guest Radha Gopinath Prabhu. And that devotee, so disturbed, one day he decided to kill himself, kill the body. Go in front of the local train on the railway track and train will come and crush, and in this way he will end his life. And so determined to ending his life, he went to the local train and stand to train come, and somehow or other, and here Bombay we can see that just in the near the local train, there's so many huts and so many jhopadis, so many huts are there, and so many people are just living. And one song was played, and one song was going on, and that song was, "Aa chal ke tujhe main leke chalu ek aise gagan ke tale, jahan gham bhi na ho, aansu bhi na ho, bas pyar hi pyar pale." And while standing waiting for the train to come and cross, and he heard the song, "Aa chal ke tujhe main le ek aise gagan ke tale, where only love and love and love. There is no miseries, no tears. Everyone was just happy. There is some place." And he heard the song, ki there in this world, there is a place, there is no misery, no tears. Everyone is just loving each other, happy life. And he went to the house, where you got the song. And he went to that studio, find out who sung the song. He met the person who composed the song. How you composed? Where heard it, this place? And he somehow or other, who composed the song, I heard from somewhere, Hare Krishna people. And in this connection, he came to the Hare Krishna temple and he connected and he got the book and he started the reading book. He connected himself with the devotee and he found there is a place called spiritual world. This is material world and there is place called spiritual world. And in spiritual world, there is no miseries, no less, no disease, no death. only the happy life. The happy life with Supreme Personality of Godhead and serving the Supreme Personality God. In that sense, he came to ISKCON, connected to Hare Krishna devotee, and now he is the one of the leading counselor in our society, in Nitya Radha Gopinath Chaupati. And he is helping, guiding the so many people in their life. This is practice of the spiritual life. Spiritual knowledge. This is connection. This is the beauty of the spiritual knowledge. The Prahlad Maharaj saying the spiritual knowledge bound the conditioned soul in this material world. And here we can understand. And Prahlad Maharaj also saying the spiritual knowledge cut down the cycle of this ropes of material nature. Then Prabhupada write in this paper. Then why the highly educated people not coming to Krishna consciousness? Highly educated, highly beautiful. So Srila Prabhupada is saying, reason is, unless one take the shelter of the spiritual master fully in Krishna consciousness, there is no chance to understanding Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Nayam atma pravachanena labhyato. Not one cannot become the self-realized person only by academic knowledge. He has to take the shelter of the bona fide spiritual master fully in Krishna consciousness. And in this way, Sri Prabhupada, this is Prabhupada on same chapter, Prabhupada said, therefore, Prahlad Maharaj, Krishna says, Mahanmanastu mam partha daiving prakritim asirta. So those who are not deluded, the great soul are under the protection. That Mahatma is protected by me, under the protection of my divine nature. They are fully protected by me or my divine nature. So only unto great soul, those who have implicit faith, both the Supreme Lord and the spiritual master are all the import Vedic knowledge within, revealed. The Vedic knowledge revealed to whom that person is fully surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and full faith on his spiritual master. One who is a fully Krishna conscious person. This is the material knowledge and spiritual knowledge about. Therefore, Bhagavatam begin in first canto, Brahmetneti Paramatmeti Bhagavan iti Sabdate. For the self-realization, if you want to know the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the first step is Brahma realization. Knowing the Brahma Jyoti effulgent. And second step is Paramatma realization. And third realization is Krishna's through Bhagavan Swayam. An example is given here. Sun sign, sun planet and sun god. As somebody is sleeping in the morning, a mother says, hey, wake up, wake up. Sun is arisen. Sun is not arisen. But sun, if a sun sign is coming, seeing the sun sign, people can understand now the sun is going to arise. This is the first realization of sun. And seeing the sun, the second realization is the like Paramatma realization. And the sun planet, this is the sun planet, there is sun god residing. Therefore, beautifully explained in Bhagavatam. Therefore, this knowledge has to understood by the living entity, the jiva. Unless with this knowledge we can not understand, we cannot understand Bhagavatam, the Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, here 10th canto, it is mentioned 10 to 27. Sukhdeva Goswami is saying, Eka yano aso dvifala trimula. Chatusarasa panchvidha sadatma sat tvak ashtvita navaksho. Thus chadi, द्विखग, दस सदी द्विखग ही आदि वृक्षा. दिस इज द ओरिजिनल ट्री, आदि ट्री, एंड सेइंग दिस बॉडी इज कंसीडर लाइक आदि ट्री. दिस बॉडी इज कंसीडर लाइक ट्री. एंड व्हाट हैपन ट्री? ट्री हैज टू टाइप ऑफ फ्रूट्स. Two types of fruit. One type of fruit is enjoyment of happiness and suffering of distress. So enjoyment and happiness, two kind of fruits have in the this tree. And trimula is considered the root. The root is three modes of material nature. And four types of taste are here considered: dharma, artha, kama and moksha. And five senses, the five acquiring knowledge. And six circumstances is considered here, saying this, the lamentation, illusion, old age, death, hunger and thirst. And seven types of covering skin that the tree is here is saying, Skin is blood, muscles, fat, bones, marrows, and semen. And eight branches is considered as the five grosses and three subtle elements. The five gross element and three subtle elements is the eight branches. And tree has nine holes, therefore considered as the body has the nine holes. And ten leaves on that tree is considered here. Ten airs, which are floating in our body. And two birds living on tree, considered here. One is soul, individual soul, and other is super soul. Dvikhaga. The individual soul and super soul living in this body. Therefore, Vedic knowledge has been kept in prison or concealed, so nobody can understand this, because in prison concealed, therefore need someone who knows how to open it, how to reconcile it, or how to understand it. Therefore, need pure Krishna conscious person or the pure sadhu who knows how to unlock this mystery and go inside. Therefore, in material education, Prabhupada is saying, teaches us only the bodily part of the life in the body, different part of the body, but they don't teach. They are two birds living in this tree, in the body, the soul and so super soul. There is no knowledge about the soul and super soul. Because of no knowledge of the super soul and super soul, person, the jiva, engages himself sinful activities. Just like thief. When thief want to steal something, he looked around, nobody is watching. So nobody is watching means nobody is observing him, nobody is keeping eyes on him. That time, sinful activity arises within our heart, which is already in the heart, arise in heart and make the conditioned soul go ahead. Loot lo, chura lo. Go and steal. Therefore, if somebody knows about soul and about the super soul, what is the nature of the soul and what is the nature of the super soul, who are they? And knowing the super soul is the watching, he is observing the bird, observing the soul, individual soul, who is engaging in different kind of activity, enjoying this material world. And super soul is just observing. He is knowing everything. He is looking. Therefore, nobody can say in this material world, I am alone. I am alone, nobody watching. Just like in Mahabharata. When the Pandavas and Kauravas were in Gurukulam, Dronacharya, one day Dronacharya gave mangoes and he said, to eat this mango, you should go somewhere where nobody is watching you. Nobody is watching you. Nobody is observing you. Alone. And come tomorrow and report me. And he gave the mango to the Pandavas and as well as Kauravas. And everyone took the mango and somebody gave the mountain, somebody gave the forest, somebody went to river bank, somebody went to within the river, eat the mango, so that nobody can watch, nobody can see. In this way, everyone returned next day in the Guru, in front of Dronacharya. And Dronacharya was asking, hey, how was the day? What happened? And everyone said, just I ate behind the tree, I went to eat bushes, I went to the forest, there no one watching. And when come to the Yudhishthira Maharaj, and I asked, what about you? And Yudhishthira Maharaj just took out the mangoes and said, this is the mango. Because you said, you eat mango here, nobody is watching you. But I searched so many places and found out that every place, the super soul, Paramatma is watching. The Paramatma is watching, therefore, I am not able to eat this mango, so I am returning this mango to you. And now Dronacharya understand the quality of the Yudhishthira Maharaj. How Yudhishthira Maharaj was so learned and he was knowing exactly the soul and super soul. About the soul and about the super soul. And third is saying, Bhagavatam says, Krishna stu Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Therefore, here in this sloka says, different people going to different path, their achievement and go to different demigods. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Kamais Tairte Rita Jnana Parpadyante Anna Devata. Whose intelligence has been stolen by the material desire, surrender unto devatas, demigods. They are going to the demigods, devatas, for fulfilling their material desire. Then what happened? When you go to some devatas and offer the pujas and offer some water, something, and in return they are giving you so much money, so much prosperous. And Krishna is saying the next verse, Antavantu phalam tesam tad bhavati alpamedasam. What is offered by the devatas, that is perishable. There is a very, very alpa. That is perishable, not going with you. And that is very, very temporary. That is going to lost. Not going to live with millennium and long time. The perishable and going to destroy. The antavantutu phalam desham. And here again Krishna saying the same verse, mad bhakta yanti mamapi. And my devotees, devata's devotee goes to their planet, and my devotee comes to my planet. And my planet, there is no misery, no tears, and only happy life. This is the spiritual knowledge. Therefore, the devotee gave the giving the example, just like if you want to go to Delhi, you have to catch the train up Delhi train, and if you have gone to Calcutta, we have to catch the train Calcutta train, and if you want to go to South Chennai, we have to catch the Chennai train. So you cannot go by catching the Chennai train and you want to go to Calcutta or Delhi. Therefore, if you want to enjoy the material life at the other planet like Swargaloka, Janaloka, Tarpaloka, we have to do sometime activities, some karma to please them, worship them, make them happy, and in this way you can go to the dead planet and enjoy. And after enjoying, antavantu phalam, when your pious activity is khatam ho jati hai, the end your pious activity, you come to again this material world. Therefore, one student asks, then because of this material work, we are working hard to earn the money, very hard work and getting the money, and understanding this knowledge, after the end of this life, when we quit this body, we cannot take the needle with us, one simple needle, one simple thread with us. We will not able to take. Then why the people are working so hard? And that person asks, any means can we take our whole money in this with us? Then a thought came in the mind, yes, you can take your money with us, with you. There is a system. You can take whatever your money, earn your money, asset, you can take with you wherever you go. Just like if you want to go to America and convert our whole money into dollar and take that dollar and you go to America and enjoy with, expend with that dollar and enjoy. Similar way, if you want to go to Swargaloka, you have to do some pious activity. The pious activity is the currency of the spiritual planet, spiritual loka. This material loka is Swarga loka. That is the pious activity, the currency of the Swarga loka, Chandra loka. If you want to go there, enjoy the somaras, Swarga loka with the apsaras, so you have to do some pious activity. And that's pious with the. We have to convert our asset and our money in the pious activity. How to convert? You have to do food for life. You have to feed the people food. You have to do so many things. Now the Kartik is coming. There is opportunity to convert our money, the hard earned money, in the pious activity, sponsoring the Deep Dan, sponsoring the food for sadhus, food for feeding the people. This is the activity we convert our money in that pious activity. Similar way, bhakti is the currency to going back home, back to Godhead in spiritual world. This is the spiritual knowledge given in this Shastra, the Vedas. Therefore, here Krishna is saying ki antavant phalam tesam alba bhavati medasam. This is temporary. And same Krishna in Mahabharata, we can understand, we can see. The same Krishna when Mahabharata war going to happen, and just before, going to, in the future Mahabharata war going to happen, and Pandavas were given to forest, 12-year forest. And Krishna went to the Pandavas, and especially to the Arjunas, Arjun, and said to Arjun, Arjun, now you should travel to different planet. Go to the planet, go to the sadhus, go to different devatas, and get their favors. Get their favor. And in that connection, Arjun starts walking in the forest, and first favor Arjun wants to do from Lord Shiva. And in this way, when the story comes, when Mahabharata, Arjun went to the forest and saw the boar, and same time he shoot the arrow, and same time other person in the form of the Kirat, he also shoot the arrow, and both arrow simultaneously hit the boar, and boar died. Both personality came, the Kirat also came, Arjun also came, and this fighting, arguing, this is first I killed, and Kirat says first I killed, and both are arguing, and start fighting with each other. And in this way, Arjuna is starting fighting with Kirat. And Arjuna has the Gandhi bow, and he is shooting, starts shooting the arrow from his Gandhi bow, and each arrow is going to the, hitting the Kirat's body and disappearing. Hitting the Kirat's body and disappearing, and in this way, Arjuna was bewildered. Who is this personality? I am putting my whole energy, more power, still not able to defeat. In Hindi, I said, ek kharosh tak nahi hai Kirat ke upar. He not made a scratch, one scratch on Kirat's body. Kharosh tak nahi hai. Then Arjun starts fighting with his fist, starts punching. And Kirat, Lord Shiva in the form of Kirat, this just punch, one punch to the Arjun, and Arjun just fall down. And Arjun fall down, Arjun is just feeling, my bones are broken, miserable. And in this, just Arjun getting up and punching, and Kirat also punching. Kirat just standing on one place and punching, and Arjun just getting up and punching. And in this way, Arjun fall down and said, wait, give me some time. Give me some time. And in that some time, Arjun understand this is not human being. He is not human being, and he is someone else. He just took the flower, made the garland. In that moment, collected flower, make garland, and collected mud, make the Shivlingam, and offer that garland to the Shivlingam. And as soon as Arjuna offered the garland to the Shivlingam, garland disappeared, and garland appeared again to the neck of the Kirat. And Arjuna said, where is garland? My garland. Garland disappeared. And he saw the person standing in front of him, wearing the same garland. Then Arjuna asked, understand, this personality is none other than the Lord Shiva. And understanding this, Arjuna fall down at the feet of Lord Shiva, directly and touching at the feet of Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva then smiled, and he came out again in the original form of Lord Shiva and blessed Arjuna. And he said, I was knowing you are coming, and you want something special. I also know who sent you. And it was Lord Shiva understanding the future of the Krishna's plan, how Krishna is planning. The understanding Krishna's plan and sending the Arjuna, Lord Shiva gave his Pasu Prasad to the Arjuna. Take it. And in this way, Arjuna took the Pasu Prasad Sastran from the Lord Shiva, from the Indra, from the different demigods. So understanding is, even Lord Krishna is saying, devotee is sending for someone to go to that devas and pray. For Krishna bhakti. not for money, not for material desire. Therefore, we can understand in the Krishna Bhagavatam also, gopis also going to Katyayani Devi and praying to Katyayani Devi to as husband for the husband and Krishna as a husband. Therefore, if you want to go to different devatas, go for special benefit. Go for bhakti. Ask for bhakti. And here, the Lord Shiva, Maya Devi, Durga Devi, both are called Vaishnava and Vaishnavis. Or both are knowing the Bhagavatam, they both know the Shastra, they know exactly who Krishna is. And if we go there in front of them and asking for material benefit, they will give us material benefit. जैसे होता है ना, कोई गए किसी दुकानदार के पास, हम कुछ मांग रहे, दुकानदार बोला अरे ले यार निकल इधर से. तो वी डोंट नो हाउ आर द रियल बेनिफिट इज. इफ यू गो मटेरियल बेनिफिट, दे विल गिव एंड से गो अवे. बट व्हेन वी गो इन फ्रंट ऑफ देम एंड आस्क फॉर कृष्ण भक्ति, बिकॉज दे आर नोअर ऑफ दे आर नो द वेदास डोंट कृष्णा, दे विल मेक द अरेंजमेंट टू कनेक्ट to the devotee. They will make the arrangement to approach the devotee, and through that devotee you come to the Krishna. And we can understand how the friendship was Sanatana Goswami, Lord Shiva was both there. So in this way we can understand the and sometime here also Mahabharata also mentioned some point, sometime Krishna offer material benefit to test his devotee also. So therefore devotees should also expert know when Krishna is offering something, be alert. If you want material benefit, or you want to Krishna, so before fight Mahabharata, Arjuna or Duryodhan both went to the Dwarka. Krishna was just sleeping, taking rest. First went to Duryodhan. Duryodhan is thinking, I am the king. He said, head of Krishna. Next went to the Arjun went, and Arjun saw that Krishna is taking rest, and Arjun just sit on the lotus feet of the Sri Krishna, and just waiting. When Krishna opened his eyes, he first saw the Arjun, and he said, oh Parth, how you come here? So Duryodhana shouted behind, hey, I am before, pahle maya, I came first. Why you are asking to Duryodhana? Krishna said, look, I open eyes. When I open the eyes, first are Arjun. Therefore, first chance given to the Arjun. So the Krishna is so planning, testing his devotee in every step of life. Test will always come on the devotee's life. Situation will come, then our real reality will come out. If you are not alert, we have not read the Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and not understand properly, the real reality will come. Then Krishna offer Arjuna, see Arjuna, look Arjuna, I have Akshauhini Sena, military. And in Mahabharata, I will not lift any weapon. I am not going to fight. I will not lift any weapon. What do you want? I have powerful Dwarka Sena, undefeatable. Even Devata can't defeat the Dwarka Sena. Now choose which one you want. Arjuna folded his hand and said, Maharaj Krishna, I don't want your Akshauhini Dwarka Sena. I just want you. Krishna again said, listen carefully Arjuna. I will not go to fight in your Mahabharata Yudh. Arjuna said, Krishna, just you be with us. That is enough to win the war. In this way, Arjuna own the heart of Krishna. And Prabhupada says in purport, Bhagavad Gita, Antvantu Phalam Tesham, Krishna is unlimited. So Krishna is unlimited, His favor is unlimited, His mercy is unlimited. Prabhupada writing the purport last, sir, Krishna is unlimited, His favor is unlimited, His mercy is unlimited. Therefore, the mercy of Supreme Personality of Godhead Sri Krishna upon His devotee is unlimited. This is the beauty of Krishna consciousness. The Krishna is unlimited, His favor is unlimited, and His mercy upon His devotee is unlimited. Now we can see, going to see one, two just stories, how Krishna's mercy is unlimited. How Krishna is so merciful upon His devotee. Krishna is merciful upon His devotee. Therefore, when Krishna going to appear, when the devatas approaches, Mother Earth approaches Brahma, Brahma took up them, everyone to the Kshirsagar, and Krishna says, yes, I will come, don't worry. That I will come was giving hopes to all the devatas and mother cow, making so happy that Krishna will appear, Krishna will. Now Krishna going to appear, as the baby Krishna, Krishna going to appear, and that appearance, that in the 10th canto, when Krishna appear, and Krishna after appearing, Kansa, sending different, the first he want to send the Putna to kill the Krishna. And as soon as Parikshit Maharaj heard from Sukhdev Goswami, ki now Putna is going to come, and Putna's desire on Kansa sending Putna just to kill Krishna. So Parikshit Maharaj became so disturbed, and in the verse says, Nayatra, the Sukhdev Goswami saying the Parikshit Maharaj condition, Sukhdev Goswami saying, Nayatra Sranva Adibhi Rakshok Gandhi Swakarmasu Kurvanti Satsvatam Tatrahi. He is saying, where the place, which place there is, where is no kirtan happening, no sadhu katha happening, no bhagavata katha is going on, that place is ghosted, haunted by Putna like ghost. And here in the Brajavasis, they are all Krishna bhakta. Then how come the Putna appear? And there in the story one time, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, one of our acharya, traveling to the village, and we came to one village, just close to village, and that time, this night, about 6, 7, 8 o'clock in night, and still village was long distance, and he saw that in night one house. And he went on to that house, and he find out there was no one in that house. The house was just empty. Nobody was living alone in long distance from the village. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur thought, just live there this one night, and morning the sun arise, then I will travel the further my destiny. And then he just went to the house, said, and he find out that something happening in the house, something falling down, something sound is coming, and he understands some ghost is there, something is there, and he just took his bead bag, took his mala, and he started chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Whole night, he's just chanting, he's just chanting and chanting. And after 2-3 hours, he find out there is no disturbance, nobody is disturbing, no sound is coming. Because of that sound, Hare Krishna sound, coming from the lips of the pure devotee, and heard by the ghost got liberation. Because the sound vibration of the holy name coming out from the holy mouth of the pure devotee. That is the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Therefore, when Putana approaches Krishna and Krishna closes his eyes, so Krishna closes his eyes, so someone wonder why Krishna closes his eyes? Just I said before, keep Krishna is, when Krishna closes his eyes, so and closes his eyes, understanding Putana is coming to kill him. The same example, keep Krishna acting like a sleeping. See, Krishna was not sleeping. Krishna acted like he's sleeping, just closing his eyes and watching everything. But Putana, looking at Krishna, he's thinking Krishna is sleeping. The same example here. If somebody is sleeping, we don't know if that person is sleeping, the sinful activity arises within the heart. The Putana came to kill Krishna, that sinful activity, and understanding Krishna is sleeping, and Krishna is understanding. See? She is thinking, I am sleeping, therefore she wants to kill me, but I am the knower of everything. I am knowing. She is going to kill me. And therefore, to make her that happen, Krishna closes his eyes. Otherwise, if Krishna opens his eyes, may Putana not able try to kill the Krishna. Then in this way, this Putana Leela, Krishna Leela and Putana, the Krishna shows his mercy in different ways on the Brajavasis and Mother Earth. Mother Earth also, when heard Krishna is coming, Krishna, the Mother Earth becomes so happy. That description in Bhagavatam is given. The Mother Earth becomes so jubilant, so happy. Krishna is coming. The Mother Earth is thinking, now Krishna, when Krishna comes here in the Braj Bhumi, he appears, he will walk on my body. And touch of the body, just thinking in mind, when the Krishna will come and walk on my body, that thought make Mother Earth so happy, and Mother Earth, in this way, Mother Earth became happy. To one Leela, in Krishna Leela, Krishna is making happy so many devotees, Mother Earth, Kaus, Gwalbal, Yathoda, Nanda Baba, everyone. That is mercy of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Thank you very much. I will stop here. Garatra Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda ki.